Club Awards for 1980, featuring Adam and the Ants, Hazel O'Connor, Hot Chocolate, and Madness. Plus the best single of 1980, best album, best male singer of the year, best female singer, and best group or band. Plus the winner of the Radio 1 DJs Award, the Daily Mirror Readers Award, and the Nationwide Golden Award. Your host at the New London Theatre, Dave Lee Travis.
Good evening. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the third annual British Rock and Pop Awards. A very, very special occasion indeed in the music world, because not only does our welcome go to our audience here at the New London Theatre, but also to listeners to the greatest radio station on earth, Radio 1, and of course the viewers of Britain's most popular current affairs programme, that's Nationwide. Well, here are a group who have the honour of having three hit records in the charts at one time. What more can I say than Adam and the Ants?
A new love family, world nobility, we are the family. We are a family, world nobility, we are the family. We are a family, world nobility, we are the family.
There you have it. That's only the opening of the show. Boy, have we got some stuff for you tonight. Adam and the Ants starting us off with their brand new single Sound. Right now, it's time for the first award of the evening, and it's Best Album. One of the biggest album hits of the year was Flesh and Blood. Recorded in London and mixed in New York, it was Roxy Music's seventh album in 8 years, and it stayed at number one for 3 weeks back in August. Another successful album of the year came from a band who were all on the dole when they started up. UB40 produced their aptly named Signing Off album in July, and it reached number two. One of the youngest bands around scored a huge success with their album Absolutely. Madness reached number two in October within a fortnight of the release. The winners of last year's Best Album trophy were, of course, The Police. Their 1980 album Zenyatta Mondatta went straight into number one in October and stayed in the charts for the rest of the year. But can they win again? Well, can they win again indeed is a question that will only be answered by the person who's going to be presenting the actual awards. So can I present, right here on the third annual Rock and Pop Awards, a gentleman who's no stranger at all to the music business. He had out an album which will be very hard to follow for anybody, Tubular Bells. Of course, I'm talking about Mike Oldfield. Welcome, Mark. You are the first person this year to dip in. Is that it? Or is that an invitation from somebody else? I don't know.
We've got to,
is that it?
Can we read it out now?
I think so, yes.
Okay.
There should be something in there.
So, the winner of the British Rock and Pop Awards 1980 for Best Album is Zenyatta Mondatta by The Police.
There you go. So, the winners are The Police. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you very much indeed, Mike. Actually, I must, in all fairness to Mike, say that we were originally, when we knew we were going to give this award to The Police, we did ask Sir Robert Mark if he would come along and present it, but he never made it. He had a flat tyre. Anyway, we now move on to a gentleman who is a good friend to us on Radio 1. He's away, miles and miles away, and closer to where The Police are now than where we are. So can I introduce Kid Jensen?
Thank you, Dave. It's nice to be with you once again. Well, these days I can usually be found in Atlanta, Georgia, so it's no accident that I'm here in sunny Sydney, Australia, to present, on behalf of the listeners of Radio 1, viewers of BBC Nationwide, and the readers of the Daily Mirror, the coveted Best Album Award to Police. Here on tour in Australia, congratulations. And that album, of course, is Zenyatta Mondatta. So that's the second time that you've won that award. Last year was, of course, for Regatta de Blanc. The next award, there's another one coming, but perhaps even more prestigious, is for the Best Group. Congratulations. This, again, is an award that you've won for the second time. Police, congratulations on that very coveted award that so many bands go after and you've managed to win. I said you were on tour here, and that's right, you're in fact on the last leg of an 8-month world tour. Has it been a fun tour for you?
It's been difficult on one leg, but yeah, we've gotten through it.
Is there any places yet to conquer, any places that you haven't been that you'd really like to go?
England, that silver jewel set in an emerald sea.
We're coming home, folks.
And when is that going to be?
1987, I think. We've got England slotted in between Belgium and Holland.
Yeah, we hope to do a British tour at the end of the year.
Actually, we're doing a major tour of Wales first, so we'll be going to England eventually.
That'll be something to look forward to. Right now, through the magic of television, we're going to move forward a few hours and join 25,000 Australians here at the Sydney Showground to join The Police in concert.
Work my heart to find. the shore. No such thing as no submission. No one's trying to no transmission.
There we had it. The Police recorded live at Broadcasting House Canteen, and pretty soon we're going to have to supply them with another flight case to carry away awards, it seems. Anyway, our thanks to our very good friend Kid Jensen. After all, he was a bit closer to where they are now than we are at the moment. So, we now move on to the Best Female category. Well, you at home were thinking hard about it, obviously, made your votes. We hope you did, at least. So, while you're thinking again, have a look at a few possibilities for this particular award.
Well, 1980 was the year that Sheena Easton really made the big time. Her first release, Modern Girl, reached number 9, and she had 2 more hit singles during the year. Another Scottish lassie to make the top 10 was Barbara Dixon. Her latest album won her her first gold disc and got to number 7 in the singles charts. Feet off the ground. 1980 also marked the rise of Hazel O'Connor, star of the film Breaking Glass. This was the most successful song, and it got to number 5 in September. Winner of the Rock and Pop Awards for the past 2 years, Kate Bush leapt to number 1 last summer with her Never Forever album, and this was the most popular track.
I think a slight loosening of the tie is called for after all that. Wonderful stuff. Right, to present this award, we had to find the handsome young gentleman who wouldn't get overexcited at the thought of presenting something to a female. So we came up with a gentleman who is no stranger to the music business or high-powered motorbikes. Ladies and gentlemen, Mickey Most.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Haven't come back tonight, have you?
I did. Didn't notice the hairstyle?
Oh, it's flat at the top. Okay. Yes, right. Got you.
Right. The winner of the British Rock and Pop Awards, 1980, the best female singer is Sheena Easton.
Oh. And with a staggering 29% of the votes, it's hard to believe that a year ago, Sheena Easton was an unknown singer in the local band in Glasgow. Then came the BBC program The Big Time, a major recording contract, and three hit singles during the year. Her song 9 to 5 became one of the biggest selling singles of 1980, and also became a successful hit for her in Australia and in South Africa.
That's super. I can see you're itching. You must say a word.
I must say something. First of all, I'd just like to say how special it is for me. And I'd also like to thank a lot of people. So I hope I've got a couple of minutes. I'd especially like to thank Deke Allen and Jill Allen, my managers. And Chris Neal, my producer. To Bill and Derek. And everyone at EMI who have not only worked hard for me, but been good friends. To all my musicians and writers. I know it's long, but I mean it.
As long as the DJs are in there somewhere, isn't it?
And to a special lady and her team who started it all for me, I'd like to thank Esther and the Big Time team. And to everyone who made the effort to write in and vote for me. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sheena Easton. Thank you, Sheena. Thank you, Mickey. There you go. Obviously a very popular award, I'm sure, with you at home as well as our theatre. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we come to the first of our special awards, the Daily Mirror Readers Award. It's an award, as its name suggests, which was voted for by the paper's readers. And the person they set out to find is the outstanding pop music personality of 1980. With the results of that poll, will you please welcome the lovely, the ever bubbly, Eunice Stubbs.
Hello.
Welcome to the master.
Thank you.
It's a film. No, it's a play.
No, this is a great pleasure. In the British Rock and Pop Awards, the winner of the Daily Mirror Readers Award for Outstanding Musical Pop Personality is Cliff Richard.
Whoa. And after 21 years at the top, Cliff Richard has enjoyed a hugely successful year in 1980. He had 3 top 10 hits and is currently in the charts with his latest single, A Little In Love, from the album I'm No Hero. Having just finished the gospel tour of the UK, Cliff is about to make his debut tour in the United States of America.
Una, we pass it from Bev to Una, and we do you really want this, Cliff? I mean, do you really want it?
I really do, because at my time of life, if I can take an award away from someone younger, I'm all...
He needs you.
He needs me.
Well, many congratulations, Cliff. That's obviously a well-deserved award. The Daily Mirror Readers, your popularity has spanned a long time, and I'd like to talk for years. Don't go away, Una, because I know you two are in love. But you've been going for a long, long time now. Is there anything you haven't done yet that you'd really like to do?
I wish you hadn't said that.
You've been going for a couple of years now. You're one of the new wave stars. Yes, and is there anything you'd like to do?
I think the amazing thing about our business is that it has a sort of self-perpetuating ambition machine, because, I mean, when you get one award, naturally, you want to try and win another one. And if you get a gold disc, I'll just get out of Una's light. You see, we've done films together, you know.
Right.
But when you get a gold disc, you know, it doesn't end there. You desire another one. And so to get awards is the same thing. I mean, I'd like to win it next year, but I don't suppose I will, but I'd like to. So thank you very much indeed for all that voted in and for all that arranged this lovely evening. Thank you.
Cliff, our pleasure. The Daily Mirror Readers Award, ladies and gentlemen, Cliff Richard. Bless you. Thank you. And Una,
good
afternoon. Super stuff. Another very popular award. They all will be. This show aims to be quite exciting this year because, of course, as you heard in the sort of menu at the beginning of the program, we've got a few bands doing us proud on the show. And right now, I could say there's no doubt about it that the next group have been going a long, long time as well.
they've consistently amazed all the experts who said, well, you know, they've had their day really, and they keep on coming out with amazing stuff. And the one thing about this record that you're going to hear now, the piece of music that the band are going to perform, is that I think all the DJs agreed that when it first came out, if you listened to it just as a song, you'd never have thought it was about flying saucers. But it is. It's called No Doubt About It. Will you give a large welcome to Hot Chocolate? Excellent stuff from Hot Chocolate there. Good hard working lads they are. Right.